But thou, Spectre dark, mayst find a way to punish Bella in thy fiery self. To hold her down subjected to the rage of my fierce soul, the Spectre said. Thou lovely vision, delightful tree, the demon asked for a shelter from tempest to void and to fire. For once again the wild ages shall rain upon us. To read on in those mild fields of happy eternity, where thou and I, in undivided darkness, walk the battle in body. Thou, my garden of delight, and I, the spear in the garden, mutual vanity dwells in the one another's joy of old earth. Gold of eternity of countless miles and lubra sweet melodious of our waters. This short moment with our shall thou together. Going up to the unaltered. One dread morn, listen, O vision of delight, one dread morn, O gory glow.
The manhood was divided, for the gentle passions making way, through the infinite labyrinths of the heart and through the nostrils issuing an odorous stupefaction, stood before the eyes of man a female, bright.
Thank you. Paradise as well. Raising sensitivity like hairs, skin that stretches its horizons as distinguished equals drop from pattern. When it rains, it pours. Feels allowed as ever to speak on my behalf. Market biology. Afternoon twilight drop two style points off the exchange, and the marigold conglomerate, as the diary extend my anatomy. A jacket lining today of acts incorporated and unknown. Overheard is this surface angel, piling annuity the peach arsenal, as I can see now how you roughen the light to be rumpled history. When I watch for myself, as if a bystander rising with the lilac tide. The nose is a locator, churches waylaid ecstasies of fluorescence, quest. Honeysuckle drifters smile and tip their hats by one after another as they pass. Came off as no secret, and the aspect broken off moments, the light placed, so that existing just now you reminded me of a rose, imaged the way the curtains shift you past the horizon, with a rippling gesture to reflect, as flesh chases wind, the impermanence you seek. The utterance. Deadpans all over the pilloried earth. Until siblings, blazing contrast, the trial, perished oceans. Those writing clans to behave as if there could be no interest in a part of the whole. Creatures not of light or shadow. Evaporate as an empire dialed down. Till its resolution lights as a figured seed of thousands. One alone absorbs of gravity. Company collect by rumor had lost controls. Your writing table will atomize 5 days business week, whose exploits put to aspersion of use are writing tribes who make these reigns of no capital. Policy parrots and rentals of fun, that if the desert's every corner fold and return their favor, unlaid in its meaning, such that a three-sided weekend consciousness can spell the infinitude of the next story. Spirits, who insinuate the existence of painting by every leap and crack unaccounted for, who are the grass signatories that inform my lamp, and by whose lights I am an attracted mist of fragment.
Thanks for everyone for coming. I guess, so the initial title for this book was going to be On the Occasion of the Sensualist Organizers. So I guess I would use that maybe to thank the people who organized this event, Max, Richard, and Leslie. And this reading I would dedicate to my partner, Salome. And I'll start with a poem that's kind of not from when I was super younger, but like maybe like 6 years ago or something like that. It's called Conflict, Languishment, Languages. Allow the song's motives to feed the loving musculature, that if I let it sup on my voices, it might instruct, as if the wind's effect seizes me out of place, wherever it begins to condition with a smile, the image by which the moon visionings convene, whose impersonality is a created nakedness, which is to say, can only be produced after a made-be attitude, to pull a world out of the starting skeleton. It and our goal is to remove the labels from all things, such that all you see is an example, unbound from the outsourcing clock and its reference. Yet often enough, these renovations will achieve only an opposite end, that of listing experience against the status of a table lined up with the horizon. And so all is understood, as life undergoes its reduction to a furnishing of statistics, while, since to classify is to decorate, meanings abound as the result and upholstery. But the materials can't help but imply something else is going on, as anyone who would look at the story and its being presented can see. From commonplaces of sensation, developing what personhood will determine each protocol of its exchange, on up to the most refined dustings off of, the sky's surface continuity and program. In short, every instance of observation will suggest that at times the model can open itself up like a game, while at others, all things must tend towards readability and prescription. As if this first state of affairs were born of its conflicting stance with the second, as when the drifting mascot refuses to christen with a name, and the found smile restricts these tribes to the shifts in their prevailing mood. Lacking support for an arrest of changes, feigned acts of compliance take apart the society pressing you into speech, as if, a human reflector, you were to receive audience from its rhythm, so as to fix the poles onto whatever the usurped face stages, with every painting reflex of its expression, that the city collect around its search for a gesture put forth despite itself, as flowers digest the light. And the chieftain bewitches his membership with this sense that the voice has become an object of its own perplexed speculation, that now it is something like a resemblance placed within a museum of itself. Fielding questions in its wake, the gallery is torn out and atomized by the page, where sometimes I'll walk next to you like a cloud on a hangar, who sometimes subdivides by your charm into the new attendants, as the leisure glasses fill with normalcy and its opulence. You put your pocket mirrors out of the sensitizing skirts, their conversations starting ourselves after each position they construct. Falsehood turning its reflection to display again my performance of this other person I'm not. And rehearsing this fact, I come up again like a redundancy, emerging for the first time in my life, to surprise me within its clarifying wave. Adding to experience the flesh that eludes memory, until I'm another person altogether, my encirclement being your presence without translation, an outline shining at this other side of the emptiness. To proceed by the removals, or inhabit each exception that escapes you, just as the bluing student assumes the sky's incline with every step, you hunt after the forest's blushing stag which, dropping panties like a miracle, emblazons the magic image with nothing other than this perfume and its vanishing. To harness from its middle winter gravity, for the gold assemblage and thrum, orioles that go boosting about varied phrase of red, astride within this spun teepee I built up, accepting the wind and its colorations as the brush streams across your face, and fills out each surface with a sign of life. Because it seems I still hear you whenever you depart, as if the rose in its systems were to be hung away from view, put off idling in the reserves like a put-on. And it is thus the corduroy earth disguises its heat, pressing through the images that rise up and flash, through the thumping dream cycles, as now they run down the boulevard and mode, and lash outward with the charge gathered of a city's remainder and waste, whose vastitude may recognize a likeness as of yet not mentioned by the sciences that spell off its evolving choruses of heaven, plunged in what fecundating depths would apply those lights. Resulting spaces tend to produce a variety of colors to structure themselves by, a poem stretched like a rubber sheet and popping these shapes into time, as you reach out and unsash the light's curtain with your eye, and touch off this flattened theater, so giving the life over to a music by whose rejections its fictions are made to walk among us. Their gait is not unlike the twist by which the life infects these bridges of steel cable and granite, or quartz architecture of the minutes, or speeds pulling the genome between media formats, to compress of it the compulsion whereby chance roars through a gap in the floorboards, as its lights bleed and set to powdering flame these subsea sex gardens and their floating world, ocean's deathbed and final resting place, where the snowing saint is clarified by an anger, which tastes like love when it distributes its revisions, and comes by an undoing of every idea of yourself, image through which you were first entrapped by art and song. And as I now pick up the call ringing with the silences beneath your tongue, I welcome all your contagions, because it is the truth that the enemy is the only answer. The seminary ovaries. I spent the day as an alien. The bushes murmured as they vanished with the citizen. Later, the atmosphere shifted hue to paprika zen. In the archive and urinal stalls, the sperm tasted of halogen. And as I've before implied with regard to the poem, of its veracity there can be no proof or explanation. The upshot of this fact being that it can disallow its subsumption into yet another fortress of subjectivity. For a handover tranquility cusps the gracing doubt, with quests after lostness, so as to escape new verisimilitude with the ancestries, promise traced receivership through the grass cockpit and content, or in other words a pattern kinship, transform the game into kingship. These are the phrases which constitute my world, by a relay of their specialities, and just as a pearl may come to influence the light that bathes it, your mouth will then fascinate the space it shapes in a dress, being the difference that wasn't quite there until one looked, and so located the 2 feet rooted in gravity, like a flotation device. Quality schedule. Having fitted the snow owl's goggles to your face, your hair swept to the side by a gust from the unnamed century, you adjust your eyes to the flashing veil, whose primal flexion is transposed by a sliding system up the scaled years to greet you, wherever it is you stand, unmeasured and located, if at all, by a random benchmark swishing with the grass torrent and roar, both feet planted in gravity like a flotation device, as the view constructs of itself a stage of fast-shifting dimensions, seen as if from a terrace that has just begun to open onto the shimmering dark waste. For the time being, which happens to include what time is passing you by, plus whichever instant will have come lapping up and away, as if a star wrecked by those spaces heralding forth with its birth, a seat establishes a place from which to review the present tense you here occupy, fact and remaindered byproduct of a revolution for which it serves as a last remaining footnote, manufactured in the twilight of an era now bathed with the half-life from which it will never depart, as it emits alloys of aura and low-level pings throughout these crackling blank residues of the future. You watch the mountain flare its nostrils and collapse, as a world of crystal hydroplanes in its blinding flight, draining the vessels node by node of the poisons that veil its passages with life, to inject with pollen the lie that nourishes that vision, and so arrange of its fulfillment enfolding the petal, and compose of its singularity and death this charm like a butterfly, whose lightning waltz strikes the bed with crisis and surprise. Then there is to be no trophy the resulting life cannot pulverize. Footsteps spun along beachfront and lakeside mutations as they detonate, and the discontinuing rifts that whistle up the steepening slope of their aftermath astonish beyond words. Life's flourish now licensed to transmit a history of its own invention, as this mouthing into the flesh, the intervals ripped up, and from their scraps tailored these flowers, of white and pink they were destined to become. Shards announce the secret, and by its math their sound is purified, even though it must forever remain a fragment, to breed honey, and so feed itself like virgins into the sea, whose kiss will soon destroy you. Elsewhere, the sun imprints energies upon a city, whose steel republic is a rubric of hooves. Gathering forms, the sand reveals an edge, and you tie off the ribbon that will spell to you your doom. But there is no need to be saddened or dismayed, because there is no escape. Death paints each of its masks with a smiling paradox, and, though vanquished, you gain this one triumph. Having lost, you shape the difference for which there will be left no sign, flying through the heavens like an absent canoe. The svelte darkness emulsifies our joy, and translates you and I into the poison's fluttering charm, as a glimpse one can't let go of, and would never want to, departs into bloom. Brightness wells up from the earth beneath our feet, and the grass glistens as if licked by a tongue whetted with chartreuse. One by one the stars emerge for the umpteenth time. If it is to live, to lose count of them, only to pick up again at another place you'd never dreamt of going to, then you must forget in order to proceed, paddling off into the future only to return, your memory having been preserved by its transformations, as oars turn blossoms along the way, a life opening out of this dent in the past. One's outing then attains to these plateaus of lassitude where they fall, with the draperies by which the desert closes off the epoch, and having crossed that partition setting it apart from the present, is here reassigned as relic, thus nominating it as a candidate for the designation to be a form of antiquity, and so unveil its value as a luxury, its narrative having been amputated and sealed off from its time, and then relegated to the memory that will make of it this instrument by which you and I are to be swept off our feet with the empire music and its romance. And this is why the music often degenerates under the restrictions of its own clichés, just as the oracle's curse can often design with its foretelling the likelihoods it projects, in which cases it must be rubbed out and denied. Because exposed to the contingencies also is this manner of modeling, which would translate itself into the concretions that bear the time's name, and by infiltration of those things whose shapes it predicts, limit its geometry's wanderings to a fulfillment of whatever circumstances prefigure the events it conjures, forever in advance of the happenings by which they are told, and so extract from them the statistics, returned as dividends that fall into it as forms or reflections of a controlled accident. These souvenirs, which are gifts the contemporary characters must come to know themselves by, carried by hands from an alien world, they remember as if it had been there only yesterday, but to which they can never return. Okay, now I'll read some prose poems that are in the book. And these are more recent. This one's called Metro Skin. If then the description cone Blondie takes in for the workings, specialties and manifestations after the stirrup jumps had his druthers, else are the spot spaces. Lamp climates clip the lights over for these sugars of the blood raging, after whose expense they'd cut when the lion sapphire. The law administers its dose of the medicines that must illuminate the walnut's decline. Dusk of a woman's life fit a perfume to the shape the writer must stand and assume. For with every disaster there is a celebration whose destiny flows in its wings, as in one fell swoop the panties drop through all 10 levels of existence, and the razor's eye flaunts and frisks along a scalloped edge brought forth by the lily's crimes in spring, quantum leap that is the origin and author of this color, a page telepathy by which one paper knows what the other will think, as if wearing on one hand two gloves separated by thousands of miles, and as therefore the runners, and whiffing the sex dust's incandescence, one has come upon one's own era of the levitations, as never to forget the desire to be one who vanishes. With my body now I can see her. She is the face of their new signature fragrance. Unbind these cherries from their nests, cheeks angled to receive, and the radial tracks the sun visitor's passage through the recording organism, exacting its due. Its channels drink, and the city is engorged with blood. Moves by the pepper crimes, the twitching fuselage slicks itself down with expectancy, as one spitting cum into a thorax marks the moonhorn's new rapture with an ejecting glance. And in a gem dialect who doing so, exude of the odors of their attitudes. This geology of the sunlight is my people's gift to your century, a genome indeterminacy of the courtesan's oracle reversing whole orders of work and family-related issues, whose messages are the bodies flown and flow to communicate as an initiating of the time travel in utero, a birth canal being the imagination lighting passage between the dimensions and their tenses. For one has then seen God cake herself with divinity makeup, and lift her skirt in salutation of the descending garden's return. We will continue the life's dancing forth of its groundings, as we strip of our materials to ravish the law's body, and make palpitate as a game this hyper-pornography of the light, while that sloping physique informs us with its animal memories. A time sourced beyond the park and campus economies we inhabit must commit our schedules to this sequence of the orgasm, stretched as a fluting of moment across epochs. And it flexes its waves against the histories, until so escalated by those excesses it breaks the whole into a conversation. Magic instinct electivity. My smoke passes and interleaves itself between this and another city, the other city that makes a color of my city's shadow. Terrors blow through the mind and leave it sharpened, scintillating ivory cavities in whose halls the symbols divest themselves of the human as their center of reference, and whose condition of return then becomes the desire for self-supersession, museums evacuated of people, wherein number performs a synthesis of what's left when every residue of the personality is cleared. Where before the ego, modeling identities on programs of control, took the memory for its stronghold and center of operations, now only the mind remains, a whistling razor's emptiness, not the melody, but a vitiating sonority to devastate music. Acrimony magnified, focused, then inversed by the emerald goddess, whose beauty, when permitting itself to be seen, becomes speech, the speech that now engulfs and consumes you, not an ash remainder to tie this world to the next, as its clothes fall with the buildings from the city. Petals, to describe an epic's closure. Flicker peoples converge with evidences of the light's animal origins, as now they tend towards an influence of time, or now that of space. And shuddering as though guided by those devices which can capture only a loss of contact with their time, whose expedition's propelling energies are supplied by a production of the very artifacts after which it would seek, the museum passes overhead with its sweep of extinctions. And it incurs in the form of trophies the movements of that fuel-driven production as placeholders to stave off the phantom culture it seems to defer forever into the manifold futures it must choke up and nullify. Because it is this completion before happening of its hypothesis that ensures its adjudication of taste will supersede and exterminate the changes before they escalate. Making due under such conditions, we heard the silencing put upon us when the new flagship location soared thundering over the trees, waging its campaigns and biennials, to express itself as a domination over this soft message board. But those of us who have continued to live as the creatures spawned by that alienation seem always to have a way of finding each other, and in what we find discover something like an antidote. We persist in our constructions of those arenas through which the privacy finds its way beyond the precincts defining it against these absences of a public. We are the creatures whose meetings pass to become the customs planting themselves apart from any and all images that would obstruct the living past. The animal light. What is seen is not light, but rather a behavior which, abjuring to communicate, passes the affection over the things it unveils by touch, before it closes itself off from the worlds each must betray for the life that is emerging, whose context of the air's transmission is page for the voice, when the page gallery perusing the letters that run through it filters, so as to then sample its content from the blossoming cemetery gardens while their servers formulate, and its forms begin to gasp and agitate with a life of another order from the anatomies of its readers, who process now the stories against those rituals, whereby the computers dissemble their advancement upon a speed of reality itself, and on reaching its threshold seem to fuse with and meld into that reality, and as a consequence remove it from all interfaces which can be interpreted by a user, before it is then run with the figures who vanish into what realms they depict, as the angels who traffic in the light by process of a material transposition are submitted to the quantifying, a sort of cell block or hub to channel luminosity into bits of data and classify it. As of the clock distribution centers, pain containment facilities proliferate where a person exceeds the character. Within one's own skin, so then becoming another person, who intercepts of the ancestors born of the rose their amity, but whose friendship ties bonds beyond unity. This poem is somewhere between an essay and a prose poem, and there was a technique I used in the last four parts where I basically translate English into English by the sound of it. So I find similar sounding phrases and kind of translate the same language into the same language. And that kind of performs some of the arguments that are made in the first part of the poem. So it's called a content as research for a new style in which to continue with another form of description. Intelligence is a celebration of the animal capacities. And so it would seem a paradox that we imagine ourselves bound to become the subconscious for an intelligence arising from our networks. But this supposition is in all likelihood founded on a misconstrual of and projection onto the imagination, which might gain something like a life of its own, after having become an actuality within a realm the humans conjure with the effigies which describe the mind and its reflections of life, and so constructs the intelligence in outward workings. It must be that the proposal these descriptions have led us with their everyday breathings and activities to embody is that this stuff of the material itself coheres through its method of learning. One does not then engage so much with being or becoming, so much as one gains an awareness of one's rootedness with one's material basis, wherever and whenever it is set adrift within this process of adaptation. And so there is no need, then, to indulge any fears in regard to losing the memory, because the journey is recorded in the muscles, whose reflexes can be activated with a spontaneity of intention, either loosened or tensed by the animal intelligence and its whims. Therefore, I am a living memory, the ghost made flesh by the action of a palm frond tossing its shadow onto a wall, a skin's pulsation exceeding time, whose duration is a story overcoming itself to embody space, only then to become a song, which comes on like an identity crisis, and is the first fact coming to life, to translate the energy into a method for the arrangement of the bodies it drives, or of the pages that want only to write on one another, but can only rub surfaces with a pleasure that gives them nothing to hold on to, generating frictions that become the very moments through which they pass, union of pages whose blankness has arisen, ecstasy that refuses to identify, exorcising. Sand through trees with sense-banned copper things, far-riven play leaf. Mud found dove grows new story choice. Rounds flood rose, swoop carriage, moist mist, spin clove, blood swipe, teepee bell sing. Tree comes of myth, run who race air, beloved westward play. Say why a light apogee grass. Sample stay by rush three be still sun. Allay cries strap doorstep wind in this hour. Day's eyes flee the map who dish flats what time rubs bliss citation. Hand etc. planned floats. Plant floats, wind splits, snake. The knee tribes through symmetry record triple C oval rings, revolves bugs flocking. News sail breath, flow lodge, crew three. No sound den past flare, last keeper's claw, pepper slot, recreator. Leg tusk, breast at ember place, rest key that new cue reason. Glands running birth has alleviate thing monastery. Core who the cat pros osier lust. The tribal key. Spine runs plants trees floors closes fires rust. Mail tatter bitumen. Clung. Relator understand glister star distance under a month span of the flood torches. Glove while test convert anthracite. Stray glue spell wind set slept. Spine threnody lives risen who gust spire. Rival value past aspens. Gland thistle grass path interpose. Tree joist list wind the flight sleeve. The canopy rove tripod. Wet test score sand gum test. Tree summit thunder the case square tree dust cast away. O play west now dream flat peace myth three. Say why threshold skies move peace. Clay fly rain dance. Clay rye appetite. Stay try flush retrieval. Day my alloy electric. Bower. Ray Pisces, the apt tool, pantomime strobe list striation. Sand supplant list finger carnation. Plan pliant note overtake. Trace weave chorus, discharge glove, the mud flare. Mayfly hasps the trousers, the asymptote. Stand the learn rough three aspic moat. Clay league, phantom, carry, top, dove, Osiris, annual whisper. Triune, bantu, tear, festoon, dog slip, pout, crease, thing. Saturday. Land, play, torch, land, suck, zither, sand, quiver. Stand, transitions, occur, clit, breaches. Clay, clattering, tree, shade, inner, free, wind, sentence. Seven has way, star, blade, monument, hollows, stairs, coves, chorus. Clay where bee pollen core past speech undertow. Plunge stove pheromone. Landscape alter species intellect resonance. Osiris wind three hand alliance. Okay, and so I'll close with a poem from maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I believe. It's called The University at the Other End of the Voice. If it is inside the biopic's envelope it must begin, then the persons need only open, with each unmasking. To institute disinterest where found habits incline towards a loss of identity, so as to recover their forms. First sensibility being the pursuit, where a change of supposition calls while risking itself, since the response, gasping silence or the drawn curtain's advice, is admitted only by looking away, as a coolness invites and stops, each passing glance at a moment's notice. To tint the brass comic eater, pleasures for lotus stanza and a skirt on the front page, the party's loping out, and as always the understated compliment, whose influence reflects the emergence of the samurai craze and its dispersal, paralleling the rise of alcoholism in the United States. A people listed by fantasy, all stars and stripes and fun, the index compiling here, or any place else their storage capacities multiply. Leafing through cloud section after the war room's open bar service, gnomes elapse betwixt three airs at the top, dismantling as the crisis disseminates, and a next evolution arms the earth, arsenals of mutant facility for the revolt. Thunders walk with their interpreters and combining reins over the mesa, as the feet traipse out a fleur-de-lis while engendering its sign, the rose client flipped over this living dust of my throat to show these pleasures inciting to change. I shove a wobbling charge through the cake and the melting chair. To name by touch, the herd wrist writes off an interloper status, palms attracting blanks for the painted slogan, with a full ceremony consciousness filtering the subject screens, until a next season jumps up and withdraws its presidency from time, whose souvenirs press memory through flesh and breathing area. Next pages skip. An arrow sprung of us bends the ways. And as chevron or witch permit, the noise pilot interleaves idea with display, as two ears pass open to spell off the exits. You place a silken breath next to nothing, to put aside the snarling epochs that have rasped and snorted their way across the globe. For here is life, love bruising the mud with praise, as the sun is just another dent in the advance, life's shape shot up as clocked fins, whose equalizing tips loosen flows off the flat, dreaming light table and map, its trees and streams untied from history. Breathed along the mint pin to select voice exteriors combust with the silences next door, where the fox you left off the page just this once, slush of primitives, and darkening the clock release, a wind that transfigures pharmacy, belts at my video of paper. This is part two. Drawn all along the panty lines which marked out that separating colony, the parties gave no sign that the tennis traumas would arrive at a conclusion any time soon. Yet it seemed as though this very war now dawning on us, its carnivals melting off into lost or stock footage of love caught mid-flight, a postponed slip on the run, or the Pentagon basking its erection amidst palm trees in the sun, held some secret of a pleasure still undreamed of by either side, a mirror-smeared Olympus jutting over a last fork in the road, or the university at the other end of the voice, as now it coats the forest floors with new openings of the page, and the glass octothorpe, dividing rumor, yields seed for the interim. The reversals heard several minutes before the hive's inauguration in the grain, and the cloud standing by, when the cliff walks off with the answer advancing from the crazy child's face. Thanks.